This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right. Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. Do be involved in the process. Now, I started to play a clip in the last hour that I usually don't. I don't carry them over like this because, you know, they're clips. You can't really do it. But this vet, after hearing all the idiots that are out there doing barbecues and whatever on, Memorial Day, and not really understanding what it's all about, that's a bother. It bothers me. I hope it bothers you, too, because you're not teaching your kids what these days are about. You're not sowing into your children's lives when you don't let them know what's happening. Now, here's a vet, again. He's been in it. He's lost friends. He's had bullets fly over his head. You got to hear what he has to say. So this clip is from the Alex Jones show. Hope Alex doesn't get crazy with me, but it's worth it. It's worth hearing this vet.
We have a commander-in-chief that flies to Japan and apologizes for the bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
And this guy a minute ago said he wasn't political, right? The vet. This is the interviewer is talking, obviously, but the vet said he's not political. I want to hear what he has to say about this.
Because the last time I checked, we didn't start that war, but we sure as hell finished it.
Absolutely. You don't know what to say. It's like, really? I don't understand it myself.
It makes you wonder how he ever even got in that position in the first place.
It does. Believe me. I didn't vote for him. And you're absolutely correct. I don't quite understand where we are headed.
Where do you think we would head if we had a presidency under Hillary Clinton?
Oh, I'm not giving up my guns, I know that.
me neither. I love to shoot. I shoot all the time.
That's correct. That is a scary thought in itself. I'm surely not a Hillary person.
You think she should go to prison?
I do.
Me too.
Not only for, like, Benghazi, because I'm a veteran, then that was a damn shame in itself, but the whole Whitewater deal,
emails?
Yeah.
How many other presidential nominees right now are being investigated by the FBI?
None that I know of.
Oh, we've got one that's being checked out by the IRS. Because this is why I got behind Trump today on the when he was chastising the news people, the reporters, right? Because here it is that he's being audited by the IRS, which is not a big deal when you make the kind of money he makes. They always audit people like him on a regular basis. Right? But they stay away from the email thing. They're not making a big deal. Even with the recent reports that have come out, they're still staying away from the email thing.
Yeah, me neither.
I totally agree with you. I'm like, really?
Well, if you could look in the camera right now and say one thing to Hillary Clinton, what would it be?
Really? All I can say is, Hillary, just I don't know what to say to you. You are a crook. You are a murderer in my eyes. And that's all I can say.
All right, well, thank
you. You know, I've been saying that under normal circumstances, I think she'd be brought up on conspiracy to commit or an accessory too. Because you can't tell me, if you've seen 13 Hours, if you've talked to those guys, I've had them on the show. They were, I believe them. I don't believe her. She's been caught in too many lies. They were screaming for help. Not only were they screaming for help, but there was help available. And not only was there help available, but when told that the order to stand down was never given, and the men say the order to stand down was given, who do you believe? Seriously, who would you believe? I am going to believe them over her every time. Because I don't know yet what she has told the truth about. Can somebody send me something that says this is where she told the truth? Because I don't think you could find it. I don't think it exists. I don't know, but I don't think it exists. Anyway. Come on, what do I? God, too many. Yeah, you know, that's the other thing somebody just sent me. Hillary's coming back to California. Now, why would she do that? If she figures she's got this thing sewn up, and she's got Bernie beat, and California, like many states that she has such a big lead on, now she's worried. She's coming back because she's concerned. Come on, think about it. So, if she's that concerned that she's coming back here, what other states? And she only needs what is she, 70-some-odd more? And if she didn't have a super delegates, I mean, she'd be in a world of hurt, wouldn't she? At least I believe she would. But she's coming back. She's now decided to spend $1 million to bolster her campaign, to do online, to do ad purchases. They weren't going to spend any money. So you know she's in trouble. Right? She's got to be, if she's coming back here. No, I'm just thinking to myself, she's been pretty cocky in other states, and then she gets bit. She better come back. Anyway, I'm Joe Mesiti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Come on back. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, if you want to be part of the conversation. And, you know, I got to tell you, some of the stuff you guys sent me during the break, kind of funny. Some of it's kind of boring as heck, though. You know, read it yourself as if you're not the one, you know, you're sending it to somebody else. Who may not be on the same page as you. But here's one I really like. The Todd Starnes put out a piece recently on Louisiana lawmakers who may really think that the Declaration of Independence is racist and sexist. You know, really funny how they try to put the mindset, you know, 200 plus years ago on other people who weren't even, well, they didn't have the whole internet thing or Lady Gaga or any of that, you know? So days before the 1983 gubernatorial election in Louisiana, Democrat Edwin Edwards, great name, infamously declared, "The only way I can lose this election is if I'm caught in bed with either a dead girl or a live boy." Edwards won. Can you imagine anybody saying that today? I think it demonstrated the low bar that the Democrats must hurdle to hold public office in that state. Pretty bad, you know. I mean, the Dems there that run that, look at what was the guy's name, the mayor of New Orleans. You know, he blamed everything on George W. Bush, and we found out the reason they couldn't move along, the reason they were having trouble getting contractors, because he was pocketing all the money personally. Had nothing to do with George Bush. Had to do with his deep pockets. Edwards may have been a scoundrel, not to mention a convicted felon, but at least he didn't slander our founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence. Now, Representative Barbara Norton managed to do both during a bizarre May 25th rant on the floor of the chamber in Louisiana. I think this is hilarious. This isn't the first time we've seen this by these kind of people. Right? Do you think they drugged Sheila Jackson Lee? We haven't heard from her in a long time. They must have her duct taped in a basement somewhere in Texas. Goes on to say, "All men are not created equal," the gentle lady from Shreveport ranted. "We're teaching them a lie." Representative Norton was fired up, hotter than a bottle of Tabasco sauce. Lawmakers had been asked to consider a bill authored by Republican Representative Valerie Hodges that would have required children in grades 4, 5, and 6 to recite portions of the Declaration of Independence. Goes on to say, "I want students to understand that the Declaration of Independence is the cornerstone of our republic and what gives us liberty. Republican Hodges told me, I want them not just to memorize it, but to understand what the document did to change the course of history." A noble cause indeed, don't you think? To teach young Americans that we are the most exceptional, and we are the most exceptional nation, whether you like it or not. I don't care what color you are, what walk of life you come from. We are the most exceptional nation on the planet. And it's important that we fight for these values, she said. The future of our republic depends on the next generation, whether or not they are prepared for citizenship. And as for my news colleagues, Stearns goes on to say, Jesse Waters has demonstrated on a weekly basis. Our public school system is doing a subpar job of teaching kids what it means to be an American. All those things seem not to be important anymore. The left is pushing against us very hard, trying to rewrite history, she said. Instead of believing that America is an exceptional nation, there are some radicals who want to rewrite history and teach our children the opposite. And that brings me back to Representative Norton. You know, it's really funny. Everything that has to do with this country is bad and racist, right? I mean, when Christopher Columbus came here, the only thing you could talk about is how many millions of Indians he killed, millions of Native Americans. Right? And then we go on to the Founding Fathers, and all they could talk about is not the country they created, but the fact that they owned slaves. And they did not want to deal with slavery as much as, you know, they didn't want to deal with making a free place, a place people could be free to practice their religion any way they wanted. Right? It's just amazing to me. She goes on to say, when I think back to 1776, on July 4th, the African Americans were slaves, and for you to bring up a bill requesting our children to recite the Declaration, I think it's a little bit unfair to us to ask those children to recite something that is not true, she said. This is House Speaker Pro Tem Walt Ledger III, another Democrat, took issue with the All Men Are Created Equal portion and said that it needed to be taught with historical context. Men and women were not seen as equals at the time, nor were blacks considered to be men that were equal to others, he said. During a committee hearing, Representative Hodges was dumbfounded by the hostility. Went on to say, I feel sadness that this level of hatred is displayed against the founding fathers and the documents that give us the ability as women and black men and Caucasians to run for office, she said. The lack of understanding to me is saddening and frightening. And it is a lack of understanding because they didn't understand that the founding fathers didn't want slavery. They almost had a civil war before the Constitution was even signed. That's why you need to study this stuff. You need to be able to call these, yeah, these are real morons, on the carpet for this. And how do you know they didn't figure it was going to play out? We don't, do we? We don't know what the Founding Fathers had in mind, or how they thought this would play out over a period of time. And this is where I think it's wrong. Hodges ended up pulling her bill. She didn't like the mountain of amendments that were put onto it. Democrats don't believe that we should teach young Americans that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And they sure don't want them to pursue happiness. No, no, no. Only through government programs, that is. The boys and girls are what we call a self-evident truth. Now, listen. If we don't teach them the truth, and you know what the problem is here? The truth is that the Founding Fathers believed that we got our rights from the Creator. The Founding Fathers believed that we were all equal. It was a small group of people who didn't. And yeah, that small group of people, like some of the morons today, almost kept our Constitution from coming about. So do I believe in slavery? No, of course I don't. Do I believe the Founding Fathers were on the right track and did the right thing for that moment in time? Actually, yes, I do. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat?
a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuba Pete. I'm the crazy man.
Can you still use chick? Chick-chicky? I don't know. Maybe not. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved in the conversation. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a boatload going on up there. And frankly, there's even smarter people than I in the chat room. Seriously. You hop up there, you'll find out, and you'll find it on therealside.com. Anyway, that last piece was by Todd Starnes. But interesting enough, you know, like I started to say it, I didn't get through it, as I never do. The just look at the mere fact that they find the Declaration of Independence racist and sexist. So nothing... Nothing to these people, yeah, you heard me, these people, nothing is true to them. Nothing can have a pure meaning. Everything has to, there has to be something with everything, right? I'm just talking about. And the fact that we've evolved, yes, pardon the term, so far from there, from that time in our history, I don't know why that's a bad thing. Right? Why is that a problem? Now, I know you guys have heard... I don't want to do that one. You heard that Beck was suspended. I don't know if you did. Yeah, apparently... Now, we all... I shouldn't say it this way. But I believe he is. He's a little off, don't you think? Maybe he's a little off. I know, that's an understatement, isn't it? No, he's a little off. And he, I guess he was, and what happens to me too, sometimes, you're not paying attention to the conversation or you're reading something that came in via email, a text, or along those lines, and you don't really catch what the guest says. But Sirius has just suspended, or XM has just suspended Glenn Beck after an interview he did last week with author Brad Thor about hypothetical situations where Donald Trump was president and abusing his power. Now, Thor mused on the air, since Congress will not be able to remove Trump from office should he be elected. What patriot would step up and do that if he oversteps his mandate as president? Beck says he agreed with his guest's comment. Both Beck and Thor came under fire for their comments. Thor defended himself on Twitter, saying, "What? Glenn Beck and I discussed with hypothetical scenarios in which a President Trump goes full dictator. Cyrus thinks they went too far. See, and I don't think so. It wasn't like they talked about how great it would be. You know, how great it would be to have him killed or something along those lines. They just talked about if he went full dictator, how somebody stepping up may have to take him out. And again, it was a hypothetical situation. Were they advocating for it? No, of course they weren't. And it was the same thing Corey Duncan said in the first hour about, you know, he's surprised that nobody's taken him out. Now, the program is independently produced by Glenn Beck. And the series came out and said, just said, look, we just think that somebody could construe those as advocating harm against an individual that's running for office. And we don't want to be any part of it. And the Glenn Beck program from our Patriot channel for the coming week and are evaluating its place in our lineup going forward, Sirius said. But think about it, said he's still very popular. He still brings in a large viewing audience. You know, I don't know. In today's environment, I don't know if they can afford to do that. I don't know if they can afford to chop him. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, did you guys catch this story today? Or did it go by at a million miles an hour and you just really didn't give it a whole bunch of thought? The Pentagon reported that the first American wounded in Syria has been reported. Which is kind of weird because I was under the impression that we didn't have anybody fighting in Syria. Now, the Pentagon announced Tuesday that for the first time since the U.S. sent special operations forces into Syria. Now, see, we were originally told that these people were on-the-ground consultants. That's what it was. Right? They're there to consult. Well, apparently that's not totally true. Apparently they're on the ground fighting and fighting back. Now, this attack unfolded just north of Raqqa. This is the ISIS de facto capital in Syria. Now, Jeff Davis, a Pentagon spokesman, said that a separate explosion near Erbil in northern Iraq also wounded one U.S. service member. Both were special operations fighters. Are you hearing that? Not special operations trainers. Not consultants, but they were fighters. I thought we didn't have any fighters in Syria. I keep saying that. I'm confused. Davis said the service members were hit by indirect fire. There also were reports that one of the attacks was an ISIS car bomb. Davis would not reveal the extent of the injuries. He said the troops were not returned to duty and that both were hurt during the advise and assist mission away from the front line. But they were special operations fighters. Now, President Obama first authorized sending 50 special operations forces in October to Syria. In April, he ordered 250 more. He also ordered more than 200 additional U.S. troops. What are 500 troops going to do against these guys? I mean, seriously. Right? And the Pentagon has acknowledged more than 5,000 troops are on the ground in Iraq. These are not enough to scare these guys, to push them away. I know we keep talking about how great our forces are, and they are great, but are they great enough to handle a 2-to-1 number, a 3-to-1 number, whatever it is? At the 3-star coalition headquarters level, we may not have a perfect fidelity on what happens every minute of every day out there in the wilds of Syria. But we're trying. Well, you know what? When it comes to our service members, don't try. When it comes to our service members, don't give them less than what they need. Give them more than what they need. Help them succeed. Help them get ahead. Help them do the right thing. Help them be able to defeat the enemy. Seriously. Or in other words, don't do them any favors. You think you're helping them out and you're making it worse for them. Let me see. Did I do this story? Because that'll be going to do. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. All right. I don't know what this one is. This hit today was the Young Americans for Liberty backtracks after a staffer says it has blacklisted Milo Yiannopoulos. Who is this Milo Yiannopoulos? Do you know who he is? Put your mic on. So, producer Tammy, tell me who Milo Yiannopoulos is.
I believe it's pronounced Yiannopoulos.
Okay.
And he's quite the hot commodity on a lot of the college campuses now.
Why?
Because he's a very outspoken conservative millennial who also happens to be gay.
A conservative millennial who's gay. Boy, a liberal college nightmare, apparently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And he's a very strong advocate for Trump as well.
Wow. Wait, really?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, wow.
And he doesn't back down, so, you know, a lot of people will just go silent when they're attacked. He doesn't go silent. He fights back with some quite strong words.
Probably some of them we couldn't repeat on the air here, right?
Yeah, it's quite dicey. It makes me blush a lot.
Well, okay. So let me get back to this. This is okay. So Mr. Yiannopoulos is Milo. Okay, I call him Milo like they do. That way, there I can't get in trouble for. Well, you'll have to wait till after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Me and Milo are going to get close here. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent. Sit down. Stop dancing. You can't have a show if you're dancing, I'm telling you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And, again, I learned so much during the breaks. I'm so informed. Things I don't want to know about. So the Young Americans for Liberty backtracks after staffer says it has blacklisted Milo Yiannopoulos. I get it? Huh? Okay, that's it. Close enough for government work. The I guess he's a Trump lover or a Vox libertarian. He likes Trump. The Young Americans for Liberty does not like the ideology directed direction of its University of California, Santa Barbara. Oh, wow. Yeah, there you go. I didn't know it was them. Of course, yeah. He makes them nuts. Which he believes is varying from mainstream libertarianism. Yeah, there's no way that school is libertarian in any way. Total liberal, yeah. I mean, what do you want to, yeah, anyway. Current and former UCSB chapter leaders told the College Fix that the national organization was uneasy with hosting its, they couldn't get him in on anything else, anti-feminist firebrand Milo Yiannopoulos. And that a recent leadership shakeup followed an event on the transgender threat to liberty. Now, what's his first name? Ian? No. Milo. Yeah. I'm going to name him John. Be easier. Milo, apparently, is a gay man that loves, well, I guess if you're a gay person, you are a gay man, right? Gay man that loves or likes or prefers black men. So that takes the whole homophobic, racist piece out of it. But because he likes men, that makes him an anti-feminist. Does that apply to the whole gay community, I wonder? I'd be curious to know that one. I'll have to ask Xander that question. Anyway, the dispute was revealed in a Facebook post Friday by a Yale employee where he advised chapter leaders to bar Yiannopoulos from future speaking gigs the day before the UCSB chapter of Yale welcomed the self-proclaimed greatest supervillain of the internet in a cheeky event that featured Yiannopoulos being carried into the lecture hall in a regal procession by a bunch of guys wearing Make America Great Again red caps, which I thought was funny. Following Yiannopoulos' visit, the UCSB chapter's former vice president said he had been barred from future group activities by Yale National. Now, though he chose Yale chapter to kick off his, I'll say, they use the F word, but I don't think I can use that. I think, no, I can't. But I'd be fined like $250,000 if this goes off in New York. The dangerous gay tour, only they use the F word. That's why I need Xander, because he can use the word. In the U.S. this winter, Yiannopoulos has mocked libertarians, frequently promotes presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump, as he did at last week's event. Now, in a post Friday to what appears to be a private Facebook group for Yale chapter presidents, National Field Director Ty Hicks accused Yiannopoulos of creating confusion over the National Students' Organizational Message. A screenshot of the post was shared in a message tweeted by Yale's Twitter feed by Kenny Collins, a member of the University of Tennessee Knoxville chapter. I'll read this to you real quick. Attention to all chapter presidents. Yale National does not support hosting Milo Yiannopoulos on campus or any other event featuring him must be disassociated with the Yale brand entirely. In the past year, many Yale chapters have hosted Milo on campus in an attempt to educate their peers on the importance of free speech. While Milo does make some insightful comments about the importance of free speech, the majority of his presentation revolves around hateful comments on Islam and to serve as a platform to tout his support for Trump. Milo does not enhance the Yale brand. He creates confusion on what our movement and organization stand for. I encourage all the leaders interested in promoting free speech on campus. You know, so he doesn't like, he speaks his mind on how he feels about Islam. And that makes him a hater. Now, they say that there was a slight variation to the message shared on Twitter, public Twitter. And I'm trying to find it. It goes on to say that I encourage all of our leaders interested in promoting free speech on campus to consult your regional director for constructive ways to do so that will make an even bigger impact than Milo ever could. Just amazing, right? Now, Yale Executive Director Cliff Maloney said that Hicks' post did not represent Yale in an official capacity, but it went out on their Twitter. Was he fired? I doubt it. He went on to say a staff member mistakenly made the post on his personal Facebook, and it's since been taken down. Maloney told to fix it in an email on Friday. Our relationship with Milo remains unchanged. Yeah, we still don't want him around. Maloney did not respond to the Yale. I'm from Boston. It's the best I can do. It's not Yale. It's Yale. Like I'm from New York, right? You're trying to get me to say Y-A-L. I'm not doing it. It's Yale. Hey, don't laugh at me. You're from Georgia, like y'all, right? Not much different than that. I could have a ball with this. I won't, though. Maloney did not respond to the fixer's request to explain why a personal Facebook post from Hicks would appear in a Yale leadership group. You see, when they start lying, they're done. They can't catch up. Right? Free speech is what we fight for every day, Maloney wrote in a Friday afternoon Facebook post. To be clear, Yale does not ban any speaker, but they just did. So apparently I am at a total loss of the English language. When you say you don't want somebody at any more events because they don't represent you, and then you say you don't ban any speaker, so you're open to Milo coming back, I would imagine. Oh, God. And this is what the libs do. Right? They try to find out what's going on around them, what people are willing to accept. And then once this got out in the public, oh, no, they had to backtrack on that one. They had to fix it. They had to make it right again, huh? Right? So Hicks went on to say that my Facebook post on Friday was a mistake, as I was expressing a personal opinion, but in the wrongful context of an official statement on Yale's national behalf. Hicks said in an email Sunday, he added that he had since removed the post. Now, ban or not, Yale wants to distance itself from chapter events hosting Milo. Now, this is according to the former vice president of the UCSB chapter. He was told point blank to distance themselves from Milo. And they didn't want Milo speaking at any more of their events. Hello? I don't know how that fits. Now, before Thursday's event, West Regional Director Erin Yeoman told the chapter president Dominic DeCesar to make it clear that Yale does not endorse the context or support any candidates. She said that they were discouraging future events with Milo because he makes fun of libertarians and supports Trump. But she let our event proceed because it was the very next day. He declined to run again for VP after the chapter called across the board elections when he decided that, no, they don't want free speech. So it's not really a fight for free speech, is it? No, seriously. When you got these, this is why these young kids are so confused as to what socialism is or anything else. Because they never, really, when it comes to the English language, even the groups they work with, yes, we're going to distance ourselves from the speaker. He shouldn't be associated with any more events. But we never stop speakers from speaking at our events. This is De Cesari confirmed that Yeoman wrote to him on Facebook about Yiannopoulos' on Wednesday, but said that he had already planned on making this disclosure. I was simply told for legal reasons we could not endorse a presidential candidate, nor could we endorse what Yiannopoulos actually said. You know what? If the people coming to your event can't figure out that the speaker doesn't necessarily speak for you, maybe you should let them in the event. Maybe they should put a helmet on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Just nuts to me. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Tell your friends and loved ones about the show. Tell them where they can find it, okay? I want you to have a great rest of the day. Seriously, I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. If you do head up to the website, therealside.com, give me your email address. I want your email address because I want to, you know what? I want to be able to send you an email. I need to send you what's going on, let you know who we have coming up, what speakers we got, topics we're going to be discussing. And soon when we start doing giveaways, I need the address to do it. Otherwise, you get bupkis. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day.